Thank you very much, Mr. President. Dear Mr. Deputy Secretary General, Mr. Pedro Morano, honorable speakers, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of the Developing Aid Organization for Economic Cooperation, I want to thank the United Nations Conference for Trade and Development, otherwise known as UNCTAD, for inviting me to participate at this panel. Let me also seize this opportunity to congratulate UNCTAD on the recent unveiling of a new logo and the rebranding of UNCTAD to what is now known as United Nations Trade and Development. This transformation is a step in the right direction, and we welcome it at the D8. Before continuing, Mr. President, allow me to introduce the D8 briefly. The D8 is an intergovernmental organization founded in 1997 by 8 developing countries, all in the Global South, namely Bangladesh, Egypt, Indonesia, Iran, Malaysia, Nigeria, Pakistan, and Turkey. The D8 was established primarily to promote economic and trade cooperation in the areas of agriculture and food security, industry and SME development, transportation, especially civil aviation and marine transportation, energy and tourism. We have a combined market of about 1.6 billion people and a GDP of about $5 trillion, with gross export of about $2.3 trillion. Our target is to grow our intertrade volume to about $500 billion by 2030. One of our main trade instruments is what is called the D8 Preferential Trade Agreement among the D8 member states. It was signed in 2006 and it became operational in 2011. The D8 PTA is our jewel, which will enable our member states to trade more freely with one another. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, the theme of this panel, Business and Investment Facilitation, Stepping Stones to Digital Government, is highly relevant for the D8 member states from at least 3 perspectives. 1, the perspective as an emerging economy, the D8 countries have vast investment potentials and opportunities. To ensure maximum realization of this potential, we have seen the need to have a comprehensive investment and trade promotion instrument. For this purpose, the D8 is actively working to participate in international investment treaty reform. Already, we have collaborated extensively with UNCTAD to develop the joint D8 and UNCTAD guiding principle for investment and policy making, which was published in 2020. The guiding principles comprises 11 principles, namely investment for sustainable development, investment protection and treatment, investment promotion and facilitation, amongst others. The guiding principle will be used for investment promotion once the D8 establishes an organization-wide investment treaty. The guiding principle, like I mentioned, contains 11 principles, which was published for us by UNCTAD. It's a document that can be accessed on our website and on UNCTAD's website, and we found it extremely effective in our D8 member states, and we wish to also recommend it to other developing countries in the Global South as a tool to enhance the investment facilitation as well as promotion efforts. The second perspective from which this forum is relevant to us at the D8 is that the D8 is also prioritizing the establishment of e-government across our member states. We are partnering with another UN agency, United Nations Department of Economic and Social Affairs, UNDISA, to deepen the establishment of the e-government in our member states. The D8 and UNDISA have organized two important workshops on adopting new approaches to e-government for SDG implementation. These two workshops were organized last year. One of the workshops' outcome was to establish a D8 government network to exchange knowledge and best practice in government application. The network is expected to start its work this year and will comprise of senior officials and experts from the D8 member states. The third perspective is the establishment of special economic zone in our member states for the purpose of facilitating and promoting FDI. As an economic organization, we encourage our member states and other partners, including private companies from our member states and even beyond, to establish their presence and invest in these special economic zones. For example, the D8 is developing a special economic zone with the government of Bangladesh, which will host one of its many zones. Once established, the D8 special economic zone will facilitate business activities, provide investment opportunities, and create a labor market. Similarly, the D8 is also developing a digital platform to support online business activities across our member states. This is important because we as an organization are non-contiguous. That is to say, we are not a regional organization. Two of our member states are located in Africa, that is Egypt and Nigeria. One is located in Europe, that is Turkey, while the rest five are located in Asia. So it is important for us to have tool like digital government as well as e-commerce in order to facilitate trade across our three continents. Utilizing a public partnership scheme, we are collaborating with a company called Al Hidayah Group in Malaysia to develop a digital platform to cater for business initiatives and entities that are wishing to engage in online trading business. Excellency, ladies and gentlemen, once again, I want to reiterate my appreciation to UNCTAD for inviting me here today. I hope this will be a springboard for a more mutually beneficial cooperation between our two organizations. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.